yesterday posted at 9, so we're just going to go ahead and keep on going. We don't need to wait till 10. The way we posted it, we can continue on.
Ready? Okay, call our meeting back to order, and we've got some administrative items to work on. Next on the list is personal property refunds.
Personal property refunds, Donna?
Sorry.
Oh, we're going to do a gender review, weren't we? First, hold on.
We're going to do
gender
review first.
Okay. So, what you got for us?
The agenda, can you please review it?
Okay.
Make sure you're okay with everything scheduled for this week.
The 1 o'clock executive session, has everyone been contacted and are we... I think Sue Moore's going to be here in Great River. Can you just confirm, Nikki, that they'll be here? Mm-hmm. Maybe get with Mr. Suitsy on that.
That's the whole discussion
that we had Friday that we needed to continue on.
Correct.
That's what's kind of a blur right now.
And then we have our elected officials department head meeting on Wednesday at 9.
That's
I know there's
correct.
A few department heads not going to make their...
There's another one.
What, another one?
Another one that said she was unavailable this week.
So
we're down 3.
Okay, so it's the sheriff's department, mm-hmm. prosecuting attorney.
Uh-huh. And the circuit clerk.
Circuit clerk.
Uh-huh. I'd make a motion to table that till a later date.
We could push it back another week if you
want
to.
I'd push it back another week. Those are 3 departments that definitely do need to be in on. Jimmy is...
He's on vacation.
I know, but he's one of the bigger employers of the
right.
county. So if you guys, I would entertain a motion to table it till later on.
Let's move it back. Once you start looking on calendar dates, and let's move it back at least a week and see how it plays out.
Okay.
Because it really, I mean, we'd really like to see those departments in there.
The
7th, okay. Yeah, BOE starts, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Next week.
And that's not on a Tuesday, is it?
I'm so excited.
Huh?
No. It's on a Wednesday.
Yeah. It's on a Wednesday. I started to thank goodness.
Right there, it's perfect. Yeah. So, then let's take that off there then. So that's not a good deal. We're still going to do the tipping services award from Linda at 8:30. But
correct.
So, Danny, I know you're.
You probably
won't be here. You're pretty.
I won't be here. I'm going.
But I will. So we can do that. You can call in. So. Looks good to me.
Okay.
I have no issues.
Very good.
I hate to do that change. May not going to be here, but I. It's not for me. I think it's more beneficial for the department heads that won't be elected officials that are going to be absent this Wednesday.
Very good.
Good to me.
You'll have opportunities maybe today. You can visit with or look at the tipping services. If you got any input, you can pass it on through Linda.
I made mention to Linda there. I want to look that over from last year's.
Sounds good.
What else you got, Nikki?
I initially put HPRP quarterly report on the agenda. I do not have all of the documentation, so I can't present you with anything. So I'll probably post that later this week.
Maybe Wednesday?
Maybe
8:30 again?
Probably.
Okay. And we'll take that off there then.
And then it was my understanding that you guys had to look at some Bradleyville roads and make a motion to bring them back into the county.
Correct.
So that's...
Do you have those?
Yes.
Now, these are roads that were initially in the county before Bradleyville became a village.
Okay, the document says what roads in Bradleyville were ours, meaning the county's, before the incorporation. Looks like we've got Church, Cimarron,
uh-huh.
Staten.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Are those reports from... Frank, I mean,
this came from Frank's office. So,
I make a motion that we move these roads back into county maintenance system.
Can I be more specific with you, sir?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, just because there's a length, because he has a length of road, and I don't want to make sure we take in.
Oh, on each.
There's a reason for staying the length, because it'll add, and it'll be based on the total length for fuel tax purposes.
Mr. Travis, would you go ahead and make the motion, then? Well, I'd have to try to stumble through it.
So we'll bring in Church Street for a point, for 0.26 miles. It'll come in as a Class 3. Additionally, Staten Road, 0.29 miles as a Class 4. And Cimarron Road for 0.3 miles as a Class 5. So I move that we take those three roads back into the county maintenance program.
I'll second that.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. What else?
We have approximately 25 Altel phones before we switched over and became complete Verizon. I'm just asking for a nod from you guys. Can I give these to the hiding place? I know they take old phones because we can't use them anymore now that we're complete Verizon.
Would we have to have the auditor make sure that there's no value to them, like we have any asset, and then I think we have to go through that process, because when we do a county auction, the auditor does something to make sure that the asset comes off the books or something like that.
You want me to speak with Rick?
Would you mind?
Okay.
Just to make sure from a process. I have no problems from that aspect. I just got to make sure that the asset's removed like with the normal process.
I do have a problem if it is not a request. I do have a problem with not offering the opportunity, if we decide to give them away, to whoever we please, if there's other requests, to be
I understand.
Looked at. That's the only thing that I would have.
Well, why don't you go through the process with Rick first and then...
And then come back.
Then come back to us, yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
When you leave, would you go to Linda? I know she has the nuisance cases attorney decision, and she has some attorney information from a phone bid that she did.
Okay.
So when you leave out of here while Donna's doing her presentation, if you would get Linda to come back in here.
Okay.
We can keep on speeding this up.
Okay.
Going backwards just a minute, you might want to look at that, Danny. Those three roads that we took back in don't all have 40-foot right-of-way. One at 24 foot, and one at 30 foot, one at 40 foot. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying that at all, because we took care of them before.
Right, and we have roads that are on the out boundaries in the county that do only have 24 foot. I think me and you, Chuck, I believe it was me and you that went to Cedar Creek down in the... wasn't fine addition, but some of those roads down there that had been in the county for an extended period of time that only had the easement that laid within the road surface. Wouldn't that mean you went down there when we were?
Yeah. Only reason I brought it up was I know you've been very strong about not taking anything in. I just wanted you to know about it.
Right, and I'm not going to request that they... in the disincorporation, the roads that were already county roads, it would seem unfair to me to go back to those people and ask them for easement when they were county roads when we incorporated, whenever they incorporated. So I have no problem with it, other than I still won't take anything in new.
Right.
Can I have that document for Jim to enter into the record here?
All right. Okay, Donna's handed a note here with one, I guess there's three, five, about nine or ten of them.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I just want to thank the assessor's office again. All of these refunds have got excellent backup to them, showing if there's been an incorrect year, they're showing the document from the state showing that it's an incorrect year that was put on there by the taxpayer. The first one that we have is a Jeep Liberty, 2007 Jeep Liberty. It's assessed on lease, and so that needs to be removed. And the other two vehicles that were on that original bill were moved to a second bill. So this first bill needs to be taken to zero. The vehicles are all paid under two separate bills. That would be 74928 and 61163. So all properties were moved to two other bills. So this one is taking this one to zero. That is abatement number 20110218. This is three abatements here.
Okay, what is the number again? 2011218?
218, uh-huh.
Could you pass that to Danny and we could kind of look at it as we go along?
That's that one then, okay.
These three, number 221, 222, and 223 are all the same taxpayer. It's for 2007, 2008, and 2009. And she listed a 1998 Jeep, and she actually has a 1988 Jeep. It actually shows the information from the state on here, so it's a refund adjustment for those years. The next one is the gentleman was having difficulty getting his pontoon boat licensed, so they separated the pontoon boat. He paid for that, and they're asking for a refund off of this tax bill because they put that pontoon boat on another tax bill. And he has paid for that pontoon boat, and he's paid for the other property on a separate bill.
Okay. That was 224, right? I think that was 224. You've been going in order.
Yeah, 224.
Good.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Am I going too fast?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I have a 2008 and a 2009 for the same taxpayer.
Is that 2291 and?
229 and 230.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they listed the wrong year on the boat and motor. So it was overpaid for 2 years.
All right.
And this is also 2008 and 2009 taxes, same taxpayer. Should have paid taxes on a 2005 Escape XLT four-wheel drive in error. The Ford Escapade, I guess, I'm sorry, was valued as a 2004 Excursion LTD four-wheel drive. So they're asking to refund the difference. And all the proof is attached for those two.
So we're writing checks for all these. We're not applying credits or anything like that?
No, all of them are checks.
Okay.
Donna, this 224, there's a post note. Did you put that on there? Or it says, shouldn't the refund be on $660?
Actually, I did not. That would have probably been Cindy. Let's see if I can look at that one and see what the funding is. Oh, the pontoon boat. The pontoon boat was originally assessed at $450. And he paid $400 on another bill. So we can mark on that one the difference if you want to.
Okay. You just make
a note on this one that we're going to do the difference.
Just do the difference.
Yeah.
Just say refund the difference.
Thank you, Chuck.
You guys good with those?
The one that has the car that has more than through the second one we looked at, there wasn't, but I forgot the number.
2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah. Did we got a ruling that it had been our policy not to go back more than 1 year, and then we got a ruling or something that said we had to go back. Is that right?
Well, if you look at the proof that's attached, they went to pay their taxes and found out that their 2007, you know, they pay for 2 years when you go get your tags now.
But we're talking about 3 years here.
I know, and I think we can go back 3 years. I believe that's what we decided. If you have a question on that, I can...
I do have a question on it.
Okay.
You want to hold that one out then?
Because I know we're correcting those for 3 years. That was in your policy.
We are. That was the policy, correcting for 3 years. So that's
a correction on the policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that wasn't what we were doing at all.
Well, those were things that weren't refunds. If it was something where they hadn't paid for it and the assessor wrote a new bill, we just remove the old bill. And we're going back 3 years according to your policy. The difference is they've already paid on these, so they're asking for refunds. And we said to bring all refunds before the commission.
Well, my memory's kind of short this morning, but I thought that that was brought to us by Mr. Paulson, am I right, in a BOE session?
Are you talking about real estate, maybe?
I'm not sure.
I'm talking about vehicles and real estate, because vehicles, were we knew that we had a two-year limitation on it because
of... Is that the one he's talking about?
Where we got 3 years on it.
That's the 07.
Obviously so, that's 07.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's approve that one. If you don't mind, we'll just pull that out, let you get your questions answered, and Donna can bring it back before us. That way we can...
Okay, I mean, yeah, I just want to make sure that if we adopted the policy,
right,
that because we've not done that since I've been here, I don't think, of the 3 years and back, have we, Chuck? We've had some heated discussions about those.
We've had... So many discussions.
Right. Do you remember?
I cannot.
I'm asking that.
I'll bring the policy in.
But we did a policy that Donna's talking about and whatever that says.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a recess, vote on the others, and take a recess for a few minutes and I can bring the policy in?
Or we could just...
I'll clarify for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This is not a BOE action you're taking today. This is a county commission action under totally different separate rules, and you can go back the 3 years under the county commission rule. The BOE rule, as you've referred to, is definitely the 1 year that you've adopted, or the policy you've adopted.
This is separate.
You have no adoption of a policy as the county commission and the refunds.
Well,
the BOE, you do, but the county commission, under the new statute of refunds, has no policy.
We moved personal property completely out of BOE. So BOE only handles real estate. So any laws that apply to real estate are completely separate. Personal property, we wrote something during the BOE meeting to send it to the commission.
I remember that. So just to speed up the process.
Yeah, to speed up the process because the new law did allow commission.
If you want to think about this one, Danny, I'd rather get all the other ones done and out of the way.
Let's go ahead and do the other ones. Let's wait on that one.
Okay.
If you like, get them.
Well, Donna can get that policy,
yeah,
and we can do the whole bunch at once.
Well, you okay?
If you want to go on to something else,
yeah. And I want to bring another thing up. The entire deal is $5 a year.
$5?
From an 88 to a 98 would just be $5 a year taxes on this whole deal on this refund.
Okay, on this 07 one is what you're talking about.
The 07, 08, and 09,
yes.
The 3 year one,
yes,
is $15 for the whole thing.
Okay. All right, well, we'll stall that until a little bit later.
Linda's here under the nuisance case attorney decision. We had given her some assignments, and she's here to...
Good.
Welcome back, Linda.
Thank you. I'm presenting you with a sheet of the attorneys that I contacted. Some I left messages and with no response. Merle Law Firm declined. We did have William McCullough with a rate of $100 per hour. And then Eric Ferris with Ferris Law Group called me this morning stating that he would prosecute the nuisance cases for $125 per hour and did state that his hourly rate is negotiable if we were interested in sitting down and discussing it.
Okay, but that
the difference. Wait, Dan, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, that would be quite interesting. I don't know how you do that unless you award both, but that'd be interesting to see if somebody's negotiable on ones that are simplified and ones that are complicated. I mean, if he's going to...
Well, my challenge is that they're going to charge time and time for drive time.
Mm-hmm.
Bill McCullough is across the street, so it'd be no drive time. That's the advantage, and we could actually physically take him documents as they get him to come to us. So the convenience factor is Bill McCullough. Now, what we could do is, my thought is that we may go back to Eric Ferris and say, we're going to put you in as a secondary, but for $100 an hour, are you interested? And see what his... Or, you know, or just to have a primary and a secondary, but I mean, it seems like we don't have to. I mean, we don't have to bid out professional services.
That's correct.
But it seems like that's a fair rate because we were concerned. I think in our discussion last week, we were talking 150 or so.
Yeah. Well, I thought it. You know, that's what I'm thinking, Jim. Is along those same lines. That's quite. We've got a low bidder here,
mm-hmm.
but then we have another that's negotiable. So I. To me, I'd accept both bids. One is the primary.
Do you
want to
negotiate the 125? Probably so.
Yeah. Let's award the bid to McCullough and Ferris Law Group, primary and secondary.
Well, for one piece of discussion, I'd like to lock in a time frame for this rate. Because my concern, if the economy starts turning around and busy, people get busy, this rate could.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's not meaning this forever. I have a feeling there's an expiration, so maybe we go back and say.
Well, look at a contract. Or
yeah, look
they
at
would
maybe
propose.
A contract with some time, and maybe we can have an extension to the 12-month rate for nuisance cases, and just make sure we have clarification. I think because we don't. I don't think we want to. This is, I just think if we don't have a timeline, then it can go up at any time, and that concerns me.
That'd be fine.
I'm not as concerned about it.
Well, I'm saying we'll move forward with it, but then let's get something in writing with the terms of how long he'll accept this and award it to Bill McCullough so he can start, because we've got things piling up.
Yeah.
And then ask Linda to negotiate with the other bidder. See if he'll do it for 100.
And be secondary?
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Well, I've got an issue there, too.
Okay.
And I'm fine with Eric Ferris and the law group. And my concern is that if we have two different ones, we might... It just be more simple. Be less place for error if we just have one attorney working on it.
That's fine with me, too.
And like I said, Bill's right across the street. Very convenient.
Then let's just award it with Bill and work out the length of the contract.
We're in discussion. I hate to discuss these deals out in the open like this, but what if Bill gets so busy that he can't fulfill what we need to get done? That's where I think the reason we started this in the first place is because we need to move on some of these that have been outstanding for quite some time. So if we can't get, if something would happen and
something could happen, I agree.
You know.
But if it does, then we go back and ask Linda to do it again. There may be somebody new out there that would be available. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be simpler if we had one attorney working them for us.
On nuisance cases? I'm sorry, I'm fine with that too. So.
It's okay.
All right?
Yeah, I'm...
So,
I
move that we accept Bill McCullough's bid at $100 per hour for nuisance cases and ask that we work out the details of the length of contract of this rate's good for.
Perfect. And start with a 12-month?
I'd like to see if he'll do a 12-month commitment.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm all right with that.
Second? You want to? It's supposed to.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
While we're here and we're posted for nuisance cases, I will make a motion to ask him to move forward on 150 Quincy Road. And the Harding case on Deer Lane. Is that right, Danny? Yeah.
Those are the ones that...
And the other one I don't have in my memory. It's at Cedar Creek. It's something...
No. Just for clarification, we're going to have him be sending out the letters too. Is that correct? Are we sending out the warning letters? And then
he's taking them to court. We've gone through the letter process already on these.
Okay, so the motion could be then, Chuck, is just say if they've gone through the process, just hand them over to the attorney. And that way, whatever ones fall in that, they just go.
I think that would be the best way to do it.
But we want to be specific which ones.
Well, if they've gone through the process, you can just say, here, Bob. Yeah, it's true. Let's go.
We might have different opinion on how bad or something.
Okay. So you got Quincy, Quincy, and Harding, the Harding case.
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
You good with that?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. One other issue while we're still on nuisance cases. Are the ladies in the office still need direction, don't they? We've not address that issue as far as going to the health department, or
we haven't got that resolved yet. The process.
My suggestion is that we just start doing like we always did. And I mean, they can suggest, or maybe not suggest, but they can notify the folks that the health department does have avenues.
Okay.
If they want to, but instead of sending them over there.
So they would take to collect information, then what would they do? Give it to all three of us, or?
Right.
Okay. That's like fine. We can collect the data and then hand it to us. Okay. So that's the new, that'd be a fine policy. We'll go back the way it was. They can suggest the health department, but if they want to leave their information and any data, then they'll relay it to us.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you for that. Donna's got some information, looks like.
So Danny was actually right and wrong at the same time. Oh, like that one.
50-50.
He was right in that.
On Deer Lane.
I'll get you an address.
The commission does not vote on a 3-year. The BOE votes on a 3-year refund.
Okay. So it has to go to the BOE.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look down at the third line there on the form, you'll see that it says personal property licensable vehicles refunds up to 3 years, government error or taxpayer error goes to the BOE.
Gotcha.
2 years goes to the commission. 2 years or...
So we got to pull that one out then?
Yeah. So,
per request, or do you want to go ahead and do the 2 years on it? It's come before us.
We can do the 2 years and just not do 07.
Yeah, you can do the... Yeah.
Oh, that's my motion.
Okay, so that's your suggestion on that motion is the 08-09.
Yeah.
All right. So I move that we approve abatements 2011-218, 222, 223, 224, 229, 230, 239, 241, and years 08 and 09 of 221.
Second.
There's an abatement for all three of those. And so the 2007, you don't want to vote on it.
Or we didn't. He just said 2008.
I just said 08 and 09.
Okay.
Of that abatement. Well, it's the same abatement number.
No, they're all three different abatement numbers.
Okay, well then.
That's why I was afraid you wouldn't do.
All right, then take 221 out of my motion. I'll get you. Anyway. Not 221. Everything else is yes.
We've been all except 221.
Yep.
Second, or did we already have second?
No.
Okay, second. Questions, discussion?
So I thought it was one of eight.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll get that added to the BOE list.
Taking a risk of it going to Donna's head, I'd like to brag on her for having that all typed up. And
I'd like to brag on
We had a policy. We had a policy waiting on us there. That's really good.
Okay.
Saves my neck.
The last one we did not approve. This goes to BOE. And this is the ones we set.
Okay.
I hate you just said that half right though.
She could have gave you the whole thing somewhere.
You could have given me a little more, 75, 60%. So.
Well, okay, I'll give you 75.5.
All right.
The CDBG Boys Camp Road, do we know what who's presenting that?
Nope, I do not.
Well, then let's take a few minutes recess here so I can get Bob down here and then...
We also have Mercy Health Plans. Somebody have that info?
I think Vicky's coming for that, I think.
Okay. Quarterly update. All right, maybe. We'll recess for... What do we want to do?
Till 10.
Till 10.
Till 10 o'clock?
Everybody coming, I think.
All right. Recess till 10 o'clock.